suitcase, you'd say, man, I'm glad I don't have to what?
Choke this bear.
Good. What do you call that animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head inside its shell.
Turtle.
Good.
A tarpon.
Okay. Now what do you call the same kind of animal that lives on land instead of in water? They crawl around on land. They have hard shells. They look just like this other one, except their shell.
Well, that's that little turtle animal. And I think you say the turtle lives in the water and the little tarpon, he travels around one place to another.
Good. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlin.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk of an egg. Let's see, the yellow part is... That's the yolk of an egg.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body right around here?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on the lake to go fishing? You know,
Row in the boat.
All right. Would you call it a rowboat or just a boat?
I just call it a... Now, ask that question again.
Would you call this thing a rowboat or just a boat?
I just call it just a boat.
All right. Good. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say... You like the beads, you know, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Pretty necklace of beads.
All right. Would you ever say anything else besides necklace? Would you ever call it, say, a pair of or a strand of?
Strand of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other?
That would.
All right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You know, you'd say he was...
Calf of his legs.
All right. Would you ever call anything else around this area? He was squatting down on his...
Pumping.
Good. That's what I wanted. These aren't so tough, are they?
Yeah, no, it's all right.
You're really telling me some things that I need to know. You were surprised at how much you knew, weren't you?
If I can help you, I'm glad to do it.
I appreciate it. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You know, you'd say, if some man never wanted to turn loose a penny, you'd say, he's just an old what?
He's just an old tightwad.
Good. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes, you know, that are in bad taste. You'd say, he really looks what?
You're conspicuous.
Okay, anything else?
He looks, what, old clothes, say?
Mm-hmm.
He looks sort of ragged.
All right. Would you ever call it, would you say he looks tacky or sloppy?
Well, yeah, I'd say tacky.
All right, would
just,
you?
Just a minute. Okay.
All right. Now you said you'd say that the man, maybe you'd say the man, if he's wearing funny looking clothes, looks tacky.
Tacky.
Or would you use a different word if this were a woman instead of a man, or would it be the same?
Well, I'd say she looked tacky or odd.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really what?
All set in his best clothes.
All right. Would you ever say anything else? Would you ever say he's dolled up or
dolled
dressed?
Up?
Or did you ever say dressed up?
Yeah, dolled up or dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You know, you'd say he's certainly what for his age?
Unusually. Active for his old age.
All right. Would you ever say spry?
Spry, yeah.
Do you ever say chipper around here?
Chipper.
Mm.
No.
Okay.